is going to try to draw him off sides, I guess. And they're saying that Alabama jumped.
Did they touch him?
If they did,
they touched
it's a first down.
Yep. They got it.
There you see the changing of the guard.
Remember, there's one player deep to return the punt, and there's 11 players in the picture.
They honored that 89 team here today, and 30 years later, they've got another big one over their arch rival from Tuscaloosa.
Ah, the classic stitch-up, Dale. We love a stitch-up, and we love tactical genius, and that's exactly what we saw from the Auburn, Alabama game.
We did. It's a spectacular rivalry, and the man that we have on the line now was heavily involved in that one particular play, the trick play. As we welcome from Alabama, speaking to us live, Aaron Sipos. Good morning to you, Aaron.
Morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
Lovely to speak to you. Talk us through this. So for those that don't know, you've been in the States now for how long?
About just over a year and a half now. So got over here in July of 2018 and been here ever since.
And before we go back through your time, I just want to speak to you about specifically about this trick play. Now, knowing you like I do, and I played football with you for a few years at the Saints, confidence wasn't something that you lacked in. Was this was this trick play always in the making, something you might have gone to the coach and said, hey, I'm being underutilised, it's just the punter, I need to get involved a little bit more and I think we can win this game?
That's exactly what I did, Dale. I went out there and I told him this is what we're going to do, and it went out and worked, so it worked out perfectly.
So the scores were level at that time?
It was something that we wanted to do. That's right, yeah. So we were up by three, obviously needed to obviously hold on to the ball or find another way to obviously get some good territory in the field position, and we'd be worrying about a play all week to try and come up with their returner. Is obviously quite dynamic and very fast, so we were trying to keep him off the field, and that was our plan. So originally I was actually going to go out there and actually punt the ball, but instead they had 12 guys on the field and it worked out really well for us.
What would have happened, Aaron, if the play had actually started? Were you prepared to be the wide receiver and run the ball in for a touchdown?
Oh, no, not at all. I was actually going to swap the position with our quarterback, and I was going to actually go behind the center there and get the ball snapped and actually just going to try and kick it as far as possible. So that's actually what our scheme was going to be. So it was quite funny. We didn't plan for that, but as I said, it worked beautifully.
What's been the response post? We saw the students coming onto the field, and it's been, I think, the first time since the 1920s that Alabama have lost a game when scoring 45 points. So what was the response post that? And even within the week at school or the college, it's an unusual situation that you go back and you've had 87-odd thousand at a particular game, then you've got to go back to classes.
Yeah, it's quite bizarre how it kind of works out. But the atmosphere was obviously incredible on Saturday, and something that myself personally, I haven't really been able to experience to this date, but that was absolutely incredible, and obviously everybody running onto the field afterwards and enjoying the moment with us, which is incredible. But then obviously having to come back to school on Monday and everything just runs normally. It's like everybody's walking around like it's another day of school, but certainly everyone was obviously pretty pleased, and none more so than the 120 guys that are in that locker room.
Aaron Sipos chatting to us here on SEN for React Property Maintenance. When you call, they react. Just explain to us, Aaron, the rivalry between these two. There's documentaries that have been made on it. It's famous. It's nasty. Just, I'm sure for you, this is a whole new world that you're experiencing. What is it like between the two rival fans?
It's huge. It divides families. That's what I've been told. You either cheer for Alabama or you cheering for Auburn, and you don't speak to each other during that week and things like that. So it's beyond anything that I could have imagined in terms of a rivalry. And for us for them, I'm sure if we lost every single game for the whole year, as long as we won this one, then that's all that really mattered. So that's how big the rivalry is here. And as I said, it's beyond anything that I ever thought it would be. And just absolutely electric.
Sipo, off the footy field, how is life going for you? You've been there for 18 odd months. How's the change been, and how much are you enjoying it over there?
Oh, it's been a lot of fun, Dale. Obviously, as you're aware, I was fortunate enough to play 5 years in the professional system and things didn't quite work out, but I thought, look, I might as well go try something different and see if I can put my skills somewhere else. And Auburn was calling out for me to have the opportunity to come over here, and I've been loving it ever since. The place is incredible. The people here are so humble and lovely. And my wife, Rachel, was able to come over here and experience with me as well. And, it's been an incredible journey. It's not quite over just yet, which is good, and I'm looking to make the most of the opportunities, that's for sure.
What are the differences, Aaron? That's part of why you've got to where you are. Is you're a beautiful long kick of the footy, and those skills transfer. But how much of the our drop punt is actually relevant when it comes to punting in the or in the American system?
Yeah, I think the way the game's kind of changing from a punting aspect now is that they're heavily relying on, you know, the accuracy of where the ball's placed and things like that. So it's not necessarily about how long and how high you want to kick it anymore. It's about really putting it in a position where the punt returner can't really return the ball anymore. So I guess that's where the drop punts really come into effect. And, you know, the closer you can kind of put it to that boundary line and really cut off some of the field, the better it is for us as a team.
What are you studying, Sid?
I'm doing education at the Mungdala, so I'm looking to be a teacher when this is all finished. And I'm certainly looking to get into the coaching aspect as well. I coached at Brighton Grammar in the APS there for a couple of years before I came over here, and that's certainly something I want to be able to do once this is all finished.
And then give our listeners a little bit of an understanding about the journey forward from here. So once again, you've been there for 18 months. You've still got a little while to go in the college system. The way that you're tracking right here, right now, where could this lead to if it all goes to plan for you?
Oh, look, if it all goes to plan, I'd love to be able to have a shot at the NFL. That's obviously one thing that's definitely been on my mind. And ultimately, that's what I came over here to do. I wanted to be able to have an impact at this level and then give myself every chance to hopefully make it to the NFL. If that doesn't happen, then I'm very fortunate enough to come out with a degree and I'll spend another 12 months here finishing off my college career, and I'll get to come back to Australia and continue on my merry way with being a teacher. So that's kind of where it's going at the moment.
It's a great journey you're on, Aaron, and thanks for jumping on and having a chat to us today. We appreciate it, and good luck for what's to come.
No worries. Really appreciate it, boys. Thanks for having me.